I have a serious thing for lunch. The exception, Hollywood business lunch. Considering I now lived in Black Pine, Georgia, and was no longer acting, I thought industry lunch and I were done. For my new life, I'd anticipated a bad romance involving barbecue, pimento cheese, and fried chicken. Even a hot dog scarfed during a stakeout would have met my expectations. Instead, my new life lunch menu involved a lot of PB&J eaten at the desk of Nash Security Solutions while I updated his billing software, typed reports from his notes, and took messages on the few, very few, calls we received involving security solutioning. When Wyatt Nash of Nash Security Solutions had agreed to mentor me, I thought I'd learn the investigation ropes. Instead, the only ropes involved were the ones tying me to his computer and phone lines. Real-life detective work was not as exciting as I imagined when I played the title role of Julia Pinkerton, teen detective. Just like real-life acting is not as intriguing as non-actors probably believed. But it was also not as boring as real-life security solutioning. Have you ever vetted a list of potential employees' social media accounts to see if they post anything stupid? They do stupid, all the time. Boring faux show. Which was why I agreed to an industry lunch with my ex-manager and still mother, Vicky Albright. Vicky was in the industry. Vicky was all about the industry. No barbecue, instead, organic salad greens, vegan goat cheese, and artesian water with Tahitian lime wedges, sans gas for her. In show of defiance, I ordered a club sandwich with extra bacon, American cheese, and hold the lettuce. Also, because the lunch menu didn't offer anything fried. This is too big. Vicky handed the plate of greens and cheese-like substance to the waiter. And no dressing, just salt, pepper, and a spritz of lemon. Don't drench it in lemon. I want the scent of lemon, not the taste. And it better be Meyer lemon. I can smell the difference. This was the problem with industry lunches. IMHO. Vicky peered at me over her Dita sunbirds. That was for effect. Under the table, she had already kicked me. Maisie, stop slouching. You inherited my spine, and it cannot support hunched shoulders. If only I had inherited her metaphorical spine. Then I wouldn't be at an industry lunch to save myself from the boredom of a PB&J desk lunch. I'd be eating fried green tomato sandwiches or ham and cheese biscuits every day while doing field work and security calls with Nash. Of course, for those lunches, I'd also need Vicky's metabolism. Unfortunately, her metabolism did not come with the spine. I pulled back my shoulders and slid to the front of my chair, then took a bite of my club sandwich and, internally, moaned. The Cove was not known for their food, more of a place to see and be seen in Black Pine. But they still did food well. They had to do everything well. As a part of the Black Pine Golf and Yacht Club Resort, or BPGYCR, which is not pronounceable, moneyed Black Pine liked to lounge at the Cove for all their meals. They didn't actually eat. Mostly they drank, but that's another story. The Cove also served as a hot spot for industry insiders who brought their film crews to Black Pine, where their production dollars stretched farther and taxes were cheaper. Georgia had become a mini Hollywood in the last 5 years, although they'd begun homesteading more than 20 years ago. Production studios and sound stages had been built, infrastructure created, land purchased, the industry had learned words like unsweet tea and shopping buggy and y'all, which meant my legally required escape from L.A. to Georgia had almost been for naught.